Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn after corn specialists. Information on the web at agrigold.com or by contacting Regional Sales Manager Scott Williamson at 217-778-6485 for representative nearest you.
This is AM 580, and it's time now for us to find out what's happening on the Board of Trade and the Mercantile Exchange. With our opening report, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. Let's check out prices fair. And in the resumption of trading, we gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, March wheat opened at 4.95, down 1/2 on the open. May, 504.5, down 3.5 on the open. At the Chicago Board of Trade, March wheat opened at 468.5, up 0.5 on the open. May, 481.5, up 0.5. July, 491, down 0.5. September, 499, up 0.5. December, 509.5, down 1.5 on the open. March corn opened at 417, unchanged on the open. May, 429, down 0.5. July, 437.5, down 0.5. September, 422, down 1.5. December, 412.5, down 1. March, 417, down 2. July, 425.5, down 0.5 on the open. March soybeans opened at 767, unchanged on the open. May, 782, down 0.5. July, 796, up 0.5. August, 802.5, up 2.5. November, 816, down 0.5. January, 820, down 0.5. March, 821, down 1 on the open. March soybean meal opened at 229.10, up 180 on the open. May, 232.70, up 40. March soybean oil opened at 29.92, up 1 on the open. May, 30.41, up 4. At the Merck, March feeders opened at 140, up 22.5 on the open. April, 101.65, unchanged. May, 102.67.5, down 20. August, 103.15, down 20 on the open. February live cattle open at 92.50, down 140 on the open. April, 96, down 55. June, 92.70, down 35. August, 89.65, down 32.5 on the open. April lean hogs opened at 67.80, down 70 on the open. May, 76.85, down 82.5. June, 77.65, down 45. July, 77.45, down 37.5 on the open. And February pork bellies open at 101.05, down 47.5 on the open.
Agricultural information is made possible with support from ADM. With every kernel, every grain, every seed, ADM sees possibilities to improve everyday life. ADM, resourceful by nature.
Be sure to join us next Tuesday at AM 580's all-day agricultural outlook meeting in Covington, Indiana at the Beef House. Registration for the meeting begins at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time. That's 7:30 a.m. Central. The first panel underway at 9 a.m. Eastern, 8 o'clock Central. We'll have a tremendous program for you. And our headliner for the day is Dan Bossi of Ag Resources. He'll be talking about food, fuel, and feed. We'll also have panels on soybeans and cash grain, ethanol in the marketplace, corn, and agriculture weather, and insurance tools for your use for this marketing year. That's at the Beef House in Covington, Indiana, next Tuesday. We hope to see you there. There is no cost for the meeting. If you'd like to eat at the Beef House, it's $8.75. One of the people who will be at the meeting presenting on that day, I believe that he will be on a soybean panel in the morning, is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Well, good morning, Dave. What an exciting thought of next week to get ready for all this. We saw Dan at the ADM big meeting in Chicago, such a good speaker, very interesting, and well worth your trip just to see him alone. So, we hope to see a lot of you out there, and I'll tell you what, I'm getting excited already.
I'm fully pumped and raring to go. I can't wait for the meeting to begin. Today, we're seeing a little bit of a choppy trade, though. We were wondering whether or not Friday's technical rally had legs, and at least in this day, the answer is no, at least in the short term.
I think it would have had legs, but they got chopped out from under them by that crude oil market, Dave. The crude's down $1.99 as we speak. The gold market down $1.21. Now that's starting to bounce back a little bit, $12.10. There we go. So, that's what's keeping this under wraps. When you consider the outside markets where they are, they're staying on their knees pretty good here.
Let's look at some particulars. We'll begin in the corn pit, where March is now at 415¾, down 1¾, been as high as 418 today. The May, 427¾, down 1¾. Of course, March going into first day notice later this week. Overnight, it moved to a half penny of its contract high. Has time run out on the March to make a new contract high?
Well, I think that sort of depends on what crude does the rest of the week here, Dave. I think that if we would see a rebound or turnaround there, why corn's got a chance to make new highs. But if it stays under pressure and the crude and outside markets stay lower, well, we'll probably just drift sideways into the end of the week.
Is traffic on the Illinois River going to be moving this week?
Well, it's warming up a lot this week. Will we get things straightened around to where we can? Big question mark, but I think there is a possibility of some of the lower places like St. Louis and that getting open here by the end of the week.
What about the May contract? What are you seeing there from a technical standpoint?
Well, I think, we're pushing up against the top levels here. We're going to look and see if we can, make new contracts high there. We're also keeping a close eye on the 50-day moving average in the wheat, if we can pop above that. And then technically, if we can do either, projects, the next leg up. So, we are watching things as far as the technical picture goes. I know a lot of the Fibonacci watchers and people there are thinking that we're sort of in a topping motion, but this market and some of the reports and the WASD coming out, the first of the month with their projections all look to probably be a little bit on the positive side, Dave.
So you're not in that Fibonacci topping motion mode at the moment?
Well, not yet.
Turn your attention to the soybeans. March futures working into a gap that was left in the market from the 2004 rally. That's in the 781 to 790 area. If you look at the May, though, it's almost filled the gap. What does that imply to you?
Well, I think that, we're seeing some tremendous strength. Part of it is that we're looking at some strength coming out of South America, continuing to be wet, some of the business possibly being shifted to the U.S., and then again, of course, we're not seeing any much of the hedging pressure as we're looking back on the, looking at Carnival this week, looking at Lunar New Year, and not much hedge pressure on the downside here. So beans have popped back easier than the corn has.
So are you of the opinion that we could see May prices above $8?
It's very, very possible. I think that as we look here and we continue to hear different farmers in different areas talking about what percentage they're going to switch over to corn and possibly out of beans, it does continue to add strength to the bean market, Dave.
You began your remarks today commenting on the wheat market and how it is a hinge pin for what's going on in corn. Look at the wheat market and tell me what your thoughts are.
Well, we're still under a little bit of pressure here. I think that, as we looked at some of the stuff from from Australia, the A-Baronet dropping back on some of their estimates because of some dry weather and what down there, we thought that we might be doing a little better here. But it seems like wheat is more of a follower here right now, and it's taking its cue from the corn market.
We did see that the wheat market managed to poke its head in the last couple of sessions above the 61%, 62% retracement level from the October highs to the September lows. The question we continue to ask is wheat beginning to carve out a bottom or not? What are you thinking?
I think that it can be because of its relationship of feed value to corn and what's going on, and it does look like we can be doing that, Dave. But if corn works higher, wheat will work higher, and if corn works lower, wheat will back off.
Then a piece of advice for producers, something they ought to be thinking about doing.
I think that we want to, sit tight for right now. We want to coast in and see what the WASD has to say on their report. We want to Come to the Beef House next Tuesday and see what's doing. And as far as this week, well, I think it's a sit-on-your-hands week.
It's a sit-on-your-hands week. Thank you very much, Wayne.
Thanks, Dave.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities in Newmarket, Indiana.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Kathy Ferguson in Morris at 815-941-3751. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Let's look at the current tick. March wheat in Kansas City, 494 down 1.5 at the Board of Trade. March wheat, 465.5 down 2.5. May, 479 down 2. March corn, 415.5 down 1.5. May, 428 down 1.5. July, 437 down 3/4. September, 422.5 down 3/4. December, 411.5 down 1.75. March beans, 765 down 2. May, 781 down 1.5. July, 794.5 down 3/4. November, 817 up 1/2. March soybean meal, 227.20 down 10. March soybean oil, 29.74 down 17. You're listening to WILL Urbana, broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We're on the web at WILLAG.org.